I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Creighton and Texas on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. One of the best offenses in the country adds yet another daunting challenge on Tuesday as Creighton heads south to face Texas in a Big East Big 12 matchup. The Blue Jays are coming off an excellent showing and a second-place finish in the Maui Invitational, where they beat Texas Tech and Arkansas on back-to-back days, then took Arizona down to the final possession in an 81-79 loss. That's their only loss of the season to date. They look tired in their third game in 3 days, but they've had more than a week to recover and get ready for this game. Creighton's offense is a dangerous combination. They're a really good shooting team that maximizes opportunities by taking good care of the basketball. They're a top 50 program in three-point percentage, two-point percentage, and turnover percentage. They also spread opportunities around on offense and have a lot of productive guys. Junior 7-footer Ryan Kochbrenner might be a player to watch early in this game. He's an extremely productive offensive player, but he didn't look like himself in the finals in Maui. It remains to be seen if that was an effect of 3 games in 3 days or something more. Texas stayed home for the Thanksgiving holiday, crushing Northern Arizona and UT Rio Grande Valley in the Leon Black Classic. They're 5-0 on the season and have a major quality win, having beaten Gonzaga by 19 in Austin 2 weeks ago. But they don't play a true road game until Big 12 play starts at the end of the month, and the upcoming week is one of their toughest tests. After facing Creighton tonight, they'll see Illinois on a neutral floor on Tuesday. The Longhorns appear to have struck gold on the transfer portal with former Iowa State guard Tyrese Hunter. He's been the centerpiece of their offense and a double-figure scorer in each of their first 5 games, including putting up 26 in the win over Gonzaga. He's one of 3 players averaging in double figures, joined by returning guard Marcus Carr and former New Mexico State guard Sir Jabari Rice. There aren't a ton of mismatches to break down here because these are just 2 really good teams. It could feel a lot like March on the first day of December because these are a pair of national title contenders looking to add a line to their resumes. That's our on-the-court preview of Creighton and Texas. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hello, I'm Ryan Stevens, and welcome to the pick portion of the Pick and Rollout for tonight's big matchup, the number 10 Creighton Blue Jays traveling down to Austin to take on the number 2 Texas Longhorns. Texas currently a 6.5-point favorite in this one. They are 5-0 overall, 3-2 against the spread this year. Their last action came on Saturday in a huge 37-point win over UT Rio Grande. The Longhorns are 4-1 against the spread in their last 5, following a straight-up win of more than 20 points. They've also covered in 4 of their last 5 home games and 9 of their last 13 Thursday games. However, they are just 4-9 against the spread overall in their last 13. Creighton comes in 6-2 this year, 5-2 against the spread. They last played 8 days ago when they lost to Arizona, but prior to that had beaten ranked teams in Arkansas and Texas Tech. So the 4th straight game for Creighton facing a ranked team. They are red hot against the spread in these scenarios lately. 5-0 in their last 5 Thursday games. 6-0 in their last 6 road games against a team with a winning home record. 6-0 in their last road game, 6 road games overall against the spread. And they've covered in 7 of their last 8 following an against the spread win, as well as 8 of their last 10 following a straight up loss. They've also covered in 20 of their last 28 games overall. I think the Blue Jays keep that going. I think they're rested. They've already been tested. I think this is going to be something that they're fired up for, and I think they show up on the road and cover that 6.5 number. The total on this one has been moving quite a bit. It opened at 139.5, actually went down to 138.5, and now it's back up to 140.5. Creighton has gone under in 6 of their last 7 following a straight-up loss. But they've gone over in 5 of their last 6 following an against the spread win, and in 5 of their last 6 when facing a team with a record winning percentage above 600. They have gone under, however, in 9 of their last 13 Thursday games, and in 31 of their last 48 road games overall. The Longhorns, much more on that under train. They've gone under in 18 of their last 23 Thursday games. They've gone under in 3 of their last 5 overall. And they've gone under in 17 of their last 26 at home. I think those trends continue. Give me the under 140.5 in this one. Thank you for joining us on the Pick and Rollout. You can find more game previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this was the Pick and Rollout preview of Creighton and Texas.